Should practice outside of school be required? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Should practice outside of school be required? It depends. Thank you very much. See you next week. I'm just kidding. You know, there are some schools that you have to take lessons just to be in band. And I like to think of some of those directors as, some of them are really conductors rather than music educators, because they require their students to take lessons and they have sectional coaches several days a week that come in, and then they're just able to direct the band when they bring them all together. That is a great position to be in. I am sometimes jealous of those people, but we're not all in that same position. So it depends on where you're at. Right now, I teach in a Title I school, and it is very rare for any of the students to practice. I've tried it all in my 21-year career. I've tried practice sheets. I felt like the students and parents lied about those, and sometimes they just filled them out just to have them. On those, I oftentimes had minimum times, and I would be thinking as I watched a student, there's no way that this student practiced what they're claiming that they practice. I finally ended up with a standards-based system, and I just give the students a practice requirement, and they have to pass that off. I have found that this has worked really well. I started that at a suburban high school where very few of my students took private lessons. Maybe 3 students out of 150 or so were taking private lessons. Now I'm at a Title I school, and I assume that no one is going to practice. However, I help everybody, and this worked at the Title I school and at the suburban high school. I help everyone to progress. We all progress together. Some people progress faster than others. I tell them that if you can pass the assessment, then that's all I care about. I got pretty close to 100% passing the assessment at the suburban high school, and I am very close to that on most assessments at the Title I school. I do have a little incentive I throw in there. If and only if we get 100% of students passing an assessment, I make brownies for the entire class. This seems to be a huge motivator for them. It doesn't take me long at all to make the brownies. I've actually gotten quite good at making them. But I want to reiterate that it's only if 100% of the students pass the assessment to my standard. I find that doing this system, I find students are trying to help each other to succeed. They help each other before and after class. I also remind the students, this is time that you have to practice. The 3 minutes, sometimes 5 minutes that I give them to get their instruments together, many of them use that time wisely as a little short practice session. They quickly get their instrument together and they're practicing something that they know we're going to assess on. We also have the 3 minutes at the end of class. I don't find as many using that time to that benefit because they're getting anxious by that point to get to their next class. But I have found a lot of benefit with doing this assessment system. I felt like even at the suburban high school that my students progressed much further than when I was requiring specific amounts of practice. I will even sometimes give them a few minutes during class, usually when we have an assessment coming up in a few days, and I'll say, okay, use this time wisely. I'm giving you 3 minutes to practice number 74 in your book, or whatever the assessment might be. And then I go around and I'm helping students who have questions on it as other students are practicing. And I find that most of my students use that time wisely. I do have a few who don't seem to care, and I usually assess them first. And I said, well, if you're not using that time, I'm assuming that you need no help and you are already an expert at that assessment. That usually seems to nip it in the bud. With my advanced group at the middle school that I'm teaching at right now, I have an advanced group, an intermediate group, and two beginning groups. I find that sectionals can work well with that group. I had to train them on how to conduct a sectional. They have done really well with short amounts of time. And when I say short, I'm talking about 10 to 15 minutes, and then I bring them back together, and I usually try to give them something specific to work on. Like everyone needs to be able to play that rhythmically correct, or everyone needs to learn those new notes between rehearsal number 12 and 20. Something like that. Give them something specific to do. Ultimately, you have to decide what is best for your program and whether practice outside of school should be required. But think about all the things to take into consideration. Don't necessarily go by what your buddy in the next school district is doing.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band.